We are joined by Jeff O'Brien. He is an extraordinary, I'm not even going to say attorney extraordinaire. He's an extraordinary attorney. He is also an extraordinary lawyer and barrister, and also got a lot of sports that's extraordinary going on out there. But let's start with this one. To me, two of the biggest travesties in the respective NFL and baseball Hall of Fames are Chuck Foreman not being in the NFL or Pro Football Hall of Fame and Tony Oliva not being the Baseball Hall of Fame. One of those two things can be rectified this Sunday when the senior committee has a vote on Tony Oliva. What are you thinking? Do you think that this time he will finally get in?
You know, I have a good feeling about this one. You know, this is, they call it the Golden Era Committee or the Golden Days Committee, and they change it all the time, but it's basically he needs, it's a 16-member committee. He needs 16 votes. I haven't seen the makeup of the committee, but I had heard, now, full disclosure, I represent Tony's daughter, Anita, and so I'm kind of privy to some information that others aren't, but I have heard that Rod Carew is making a point to be in that room, and this is the hill he is going to die on to get his best buddy and former roommate into the Hall of Fame with him. So I can't see you saying no to Rod Carew.
Well, that's going to be tough, and Carew has been on the committee before, I thought, and he didn't get in, even though he was pushing for him. Hopefully his lobbying can make a difference. It absolutely should, because Oliva, there is no doubt in my mind, like there is no doubt in my mind about Chuck Foreman. He belongs in the Hall of Fame, and it would be an injustice that's finally taken care of. Now, I'm going to jump around
Agreed.
On you here. You had a great point about the St. John's, the Johnnies, and the MIAC. They played Linfield, lost. They're out of the national championship run. And, your thoughts is that they need better competition through the year.
Yeah, I mean, the Johnnies to me are kind of in the same spot as the Gopher hockey team is with the Big Ten Conference, right? There's a lot of patsies that the Johnnies have to play. And I continue to say the Johnnies got the raw end of the deal with St. Thomas moving up to D1. When St. Thomas was there, you had games, St. John's would play St. Thomas, they played Bethel. There was at least a shot. You had three possibilities for who might win that conference. Now we kind of know what's going to happen. I mean, Bethel will play him tight. Maybe other school might play him tight once in a while, but there's a whole lot of what I call the participation trophy schools in that conference. So, you know, maybe they need to look at a different conference. Maybe they need to look at maybe a move up to Division II. They aren't as wedded to hockey as what St. Thomas is, and so that would allow them to move up to Division II. But it just seems that they have their conference stinks. And I can't believe that that's got to be good for, you know, recruiting going forward. And I know that the fans up there are awesome, and they love seeing the Johnnies win, but it's got to get monotonous at some point.
Well, I'll tell you what is not monotonous, following that St. John's rugby team, and I'll be following up to Houston because my son is on the team. They're in the national semifinals, not this Friday, but obviously the following Friday the 8th or the 9th, going against New Mexico Tech for a chance to play for the national championship. So they're still alive. But there's and how about those Wolves, by the way? I'll be shifting gears on you quickly.
Hottest team
Minnesota,
in the NBA.
I don't know if they could last. To me, they haven't proven that they know how to handle success, much like your Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, you know, they've been exciting to watch over the last couple of weeks. Wednesday night, Anthony Edwards had a dunk that was absolutely unbelievable. I mean, the dude is outside of the paint in the restricted area when he leaves the ground. Sunday night? D'Angelo Russell is the star in overtime, and they end up going double overtime and beating Philadelphia. So, I mean, it seems to be like a new person stepping up every night, you know, and I'm cautiously optimistic, but this far into the season, having a better than 500 record, and actually right now at this moment being ahead of the Lakers in the conference standings, you know, baby steps. You got to give them some credit for at least something might be up there. So they're at least fun to watch right now. So, you know, go Wolves.
Yeah, nothing wrong. And the Wild aren't too shabby either. Now, I want to close things out with this incredible contract that Lincoln Riley got. Everyone thought he was staying at Oklahoma. He takes the deal at the University of Southern California. And this contract is unbelievable. First of all, and this is what happens, the team that brings you in, if they got the money, and USC is a private institution, they have the money. They're buying him out for $4.5 million because they all have these buyout deals. But here's where it gets incredible. $110 million over 10 years. So he's going to make, what, $11 million a year. USC is buying both of his homes in Norman, Oklahoma. They're not just buying them. They're giving $500,000 over asking price. So that's $1 million bonus. Mm-hmm. By the way, do you know anybody has two homes in the same town? I understand a lake home if you're in Minnesota, but two homes in the same town. I don't think Norman's that big that you could have two homes.
No.
Maybe he had one he couldn't unload, and he moved into another one. That's my guess.
That could be. They're
buying him a $6 million home in L.A. that he won't have to pick up a penny of that. So he's going to be living rent-free, which tells us he had to buy his homes in Norman if they're giving him that much money over asking price. And unlimited use of a private jet for his family, not just him, for recruiting, for his family, 24/7. So basically, you know, honey, there's a great little place in Chicago. I love that pizza place in Chicago. Let's go there. I would recommend he come to Minnesota, just get a Heggie's. But you know, a lot of people like the Chicago pizza. And I've never heard of a contract like this. He is a terrific coach. And if this is what it took to lure him away, I guess it works, right? This is unbelievable, though, this deal.
Well, and I think his timing couldn't be better because, you know, Oklahoma's moving to the SEC, and, you know, who knows what they're going to do against the likes of LSU and Alabama and Auburn.
That's a great point.
So, well, his stock is at its highest point right now. So he kind of, you know, good for him to make a move like that because I think this was the time to do it, and USC is – you know, USC does that. You know, they need to make a change and they want to go big, they go big. I mean, USC football is a time honored tradition. So, good for Coach Riley for swinging a deal like that.
Well, I don't understand, by the way, how the previous coach could not make it work, especially now that you have these kids in college can sign contracts for endorsements. How do you blow this? You're in Hollywood. How do you not draw kids to your school saying, hey, you'll make some big, you can do appearances in shows, we can get you some endorsements. To me, it's ridiculous. This guy's going to have them, he'll do what Pete Carroll did. He'll have them as a perennial national champion within a couple of years. I have no doubt
about that. It just shows the shifting of power in college football. To me, it's really all about the SEC. You know, I mean, you look at Ryan Kelly leaving Notre Dame. I mean, look at what their tradition and leaving for LSU. Everybody wants to be in that SEC, and maybe they think that's the jumping off point to, you know, maybe going to the pros or something else. But it all seems to revolve around the SEC at this point. And those are the plum coaching jobs.
Well, and this is a much smarter deal for me. And didn't he say, I am not leaving Oklahoma for LSU? Because that was the rumor, like within 24 hours before this announcement, that he's going to USC. Well, he wasn't going to LSU. I don't think there's a team in the country that could have matched what he was offered by USC.
No.
It is, again, an incredible deal. Well, Jeff, as always, I greatly appreciate it. The BS Show will take a quick break, and we will be right back.